Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. I'm here with Matt, localization director and producer for NT Creates. Can you tell me a little bit about the upcoming game Dragon Marked for Death?
Sure. So Dragon Marked for Death is a side-scrolling action RPG. It's set in like a dark fantasy type of setting. It is a game where you can play single player or without the four players and local or online co-op multiplayer. We got four different types of characters you can play as, each with their own strengths and weaknesses. It's a very deep, very meaty game that I think people who love just 2D action games and RPGs will really, really enjoy.
And it's for the Nintendo Switch?
That is correct.
Okay. And what's the release date for it?
2018.
Okay, that's all you can say for now.
That's all I can say for now.
Okay. So can you give me a summary of what you do? You said you're a localization director and producer. I have no clue what that means completely.
So localization director, that basically means I'm in charge of all of our English localization efforts that we do in-house, or actually even ones that we do, you know, hire people to do. I'm basically the final gatekeeper when it comes to, you know, every bit of English text that you see in any of our games has to come through me before it can go officially in the game. So I do some games, you know, especially when I had a smaller team, I used to basically localize the games from start to finish my own. Now we have a bit more of a bigger team, so I do a more of a supervising editorial role. And, you know, kind of once the initial, like, drafts is done, then I can go in there and fine-tune it, tweak it to get it just right for the games. And then as a producer, I mean, like, I'm a producer for, like, Galgun 2 coming up April 24th on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. you know, that's, you know, I work very closely with our publishing partners and, you know, I organize, like, all the marketing campaigns and, you know, it's a lot more kind of businessy stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, basically dictate the direction in which how the game's going to be presented, how the game's going to be marketed, you know, making sure it's produced, literally, like, the production's on time, the production's on schedule, all that kind of stuff.
Does that include, like, voice acting as well?
I'm not in charge. If we had English voice acting, then yes. But this most of our games only just do Japanese voices, so I'm not really a part of that. But if we ever do have English voices, then yes, I do interact with those, yes.
Okay, so were you around when Mighty No. 9 was out?
I was not.
Oh, okay. Well, if you were, would you have been a part of the English voice acting for that?
I'm sure to some degree. Yeah. I couldn't tell you how deeply. Yeah, all that. By the time I joined the company, all that stuff was already done.
Gotcha. Okay. So, do you have a specific game that you wish you were a part of making, even maybe before you were a part of the company?
Oh man, I would say either some of the classic original Mega Man games, or my all-time favorite non-Mega Man game, which is Final Fantasy Tactics. Okay. I would have loved to be a part of that game.
Okay. And speaking of Mega Man, I've been a fan of NT Creates since Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10. And, I mean, I love action platformers, especially on the NES and Super NES. And then recently you guys have, like, well, not created, but released Blaster Master Zero.
Yes.
And then you had a Mighty Gunvolt Burst,
yep,
which is obviously kind of influenced by Mega Man. And it was a crossover between Mighty No. 9 and Azure Gunvolt.
Yeah.
And basically what I'm trying to ask is, are you able to say that NT Creates is sticking to the action platformer, like, genre? Is that the way it's looking for the future? Or I mean, with exception to Galgun, which is a little bit different.
Galgun's kind of like our black sheep of the family, but
yeah,
we love it just as much all the same. But yeah, in terms of, like, you know, 2D side-scrolling action games, you know, like Gunvolt, like Blaster Master, you know, like Dragon Marked for Death, those are our bread and butter. Those are what we are best at. Those are what we love to make. And for as long as NT Creates exists, I think you can safely assume that we will continue to make 2D side-scrolling action games. That much, I think you can bet the bank on that one.
Gotcha. All right. One more random question.
Sure.
Is there any 2D side-scroller that you would love to see, like, as a recreated? I don't want to get you to say any secrets or anything, but maybe you have one of your personal favorites.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I can share one of mine while you're thinking.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Journey to Silius.
Ooh.
That would be a great one.
That is a good one. Damn.
That's probably the only one that I can think of that kind of stands out for me as a 2D action platformer. Other than that, You've hit on Blaster Master. You've kind of taken on, you know, a new Mega Man. Anything in the brain?
I'm blanking, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, you have plenty with NT Creates. How about this? Was there any NT Creates game in the past that might have been overlooked?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you think of any of those?
The very first game NT Creates ever made
was
a game for the PS1 called Speed Power Gun Bike.
Speed Power
Gun Bike.
Gun Bike. Okay.
Yes.
On the PS1.
NT Creates, we love the word gun, in case you haven't noticed.
Okay. Yes. I see that.
That game is a load of fun. And basically, you play as this dude who can transform into like a motorcycle into a mech. And he's awesome. He's so cool. But, you know, it came out in 1998.
Gotcha.
You know, PS1. I would love to be able to take... Azure Striker. Speed Power Gun Bike and bring it back to life in some way, shape, or form. I think that would be awesome.
All
Go
right.
back to indie roots, where it all began.
Well, you tell them to make a remake of that game, then. How about that?
I think that would be awesome. I would love to do it.
All right, well, Matt, thank you for having this interview with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Nintendo Seconds, where we put Nintendo first.